T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, back here in OMF, we go 30 minutes commercial free here in our final hour. By the way, big Patriot news today.
What do you got?
I mean, we're dying for any Patriot news, right?
Cody Kessler?
Patriots have released quarterback Cody Kessler. So think about that, Lou.
That hurts.
In the course of a little over a week, two quarterbacks have left the New England Patriots.
Kessler?
Yeah, and that other guy. What's his name?
Oh, that's right. Brady did, too.
Yeah, Brady.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, forgot about him.
Forgot about Brady. But they brought in Brian Hoyer. You know, I mean, so they did something. So you got that going for you, which is nice.
Yeah. So is anybody going to look at this Cody Kessler? What does it mean? It means absolutely nothing, right? Cody Kessler probably wasn't going to be on this team, right, Krista?
No. No.
No, that's not the
case. It's just the bodies. The guy's not going to make the roster. No, they're going to bring in they're going to push both these guys. There's no guarantee Hoyer's on this team. None whatsoever. They paid him such cheap money. I'm not buying a house if I'm Hoyer. I'm like waiting until I actually make the 53-man roster before I start counting my money.
The other big news, by the way, because it happened just about when Teddy Bruschi, I think, joined the program, did a little interview, was on the New England Patriots Twitter page. One Bill Belichick went on there and addressed New England. No, the fans.
Hello, this is Bill Belichick. I want to reach out to you in these uncertain and unprecedented times to let you know that I and the New England Patriots are behind you. We are all in this together. Thank you to our heroic medical professionals, doctors, nurses, medical workers, and others who are selflessly and courageously doing their job to take care of others in need. We have heard your stories and seen some of your great work. You are truly champions and warriors. We are facing a difficult opponent. It will take teamwork, discipline, and commitment to do the right things all the time. That includes staying at home. I encourage everyone to shelter in place for as long as necessary as we fight this virus together. There are plenty of things we cannot do right now, but let's focus on what we can do. We can adapt. We can adjust, and we can make better decisions right now for the betterment of the future. As I tell our team, let's keep stringing good days together, and we will get through this.
Was the NFL draft on the can-do list or the cannot-do list? I didn't hear that.
What I heard is exactly what I said. We can adapt. We can adapt. We figure it out. We adjust. We improvise. We overcome. I mean, that's what we do. We adapt.
You got to spice that thing up a little bit, though. You know,
production value is low,
just
Lou.
Just pick up the pace a little bit. What if it sounded kind of something like this?
Hello, this is Bill Belichick. I want to reach out to you in these uncertain and unprecedented times to let you know that I and the New England Patriots are behind you. We are all in this together. Thank you to our heroic medical professionals, doctors, nurses,
this is a delay.
I know. I'm watching you. I'm matched up.
You know, just pick it up a little bit. Get a little something behind.
We have heard your stories and seen some of your great work. You are truly champions.
Do your job. I like it.
I tell you, it's inspirational.
Your job is to stay sheltered.
Yes. Yeah, not quite Larry David material. We'll have some of that for you a little bit later on. But But it was good, you know, and everybody's doing it right now, and they should be. You know, you want to reach out to people because I've seen that we still have some knuckleheads out there. They finally, Ron DeSantis, the governor, has shut down everything in Florida. He had to come out with a legal document and say, this is it. You're all shut down. Now you're going to get arrested if you show up in the
good
beaches. Yeah, because the knuckleheads, he said the beaches are banned, people don't listen to you. So literally what you have to do now is you have to be able to arrest these people. How stupid is this? And give them like a $500 fine if you start doing some of this stuff. Because some knuckleheads just think they're above all of this.
They're not going to jail, though, right?
No, they get like a $500.
They're letting people out of jail, Lou.
People out of jail. You know, I don't want to arrest people. I mean,
I'm with you, Lou. That's a strange, when you think about that, that's a strange equation. Which we're doing is we're possibly going to put people in jail if you don't stay home. But we're letting the prisoners out of prison right now, right?
Yeah, see, so if I'm out and about, if I'm one of those knuckleheads and say, hey, listen, I'm going to throw you in jail. It's like, no, you won't. You're letting people out. Why would you put me in? You know you're not putting me in jail right now. There's no threat there.
That includes whatever I want. At
home. The production value was low. Yes, I like the way they faded.
A lot of hiss in the background. We don't have hiss on our show here. We're doing it in different locations.
This is Bill Belichick.
He had a lot of books. He had a lot of books in the background. I've realized that if you're going to do something like that to show you're smart, the more books, the smarter you're supposed to be.
Didn't that drive you crazy, though? And the worst part about it is you know that some of these guys, like Rappaport and others, are specifically putting certain books up there, maybe books they haven't even read, just to make them seem smarter. Notice a lot of Winston Churchill books. A lot of them up there.
I know.
I needed to when we just talked about that. Like
let's see if we can see what his books
people
are.
People being released from jail. I saw this story like last week, and I was just like, maybe we should rethink this. When parolee released early due to COVID-19 breaks into a house, threatens woman with a knife. So apparently some guy that was released from a halfway house early because of the concerns over the spread of COVID-19 was charged with breaking into a random home, tying a woman up at knife point, and threatening to kill her. And I was like, maybe we should think more about this compassionate release.
Yeah, I agree. So think about it. You're letting the prisoners out, and what do you think? That they're going to now go and find a job? There are no jobs for them out there right now. So what are they going to do? They're going to do what they did best, and my guess is he was probably in for something like that beforehand, right?
The victim began screaming and yelling, at which point the male told her to be quiet or he's going to cut her head off.
There we go.
But, you know, he was, you know, possibly could have been...
Is that an episode of Tiger King? I think that... Yeah.
Anyways, back to the real world.
So
that
I
is the
see,
real world.
I see
this is the real world.
That is the real world. Sorry.
So there's a couple books that I see. Okay, one, I see the book Roots. Okay, I see that one. That one was easy. It's huge.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
I see another book by the name Jack. And the other one in the background is How to Trade a Quarterback and Act Like It's Somebody Else's Fault.
This is Bill Belichick.
It's way in the back. That's how I found that one. Yeah. You can learn a lot about a person by looking into their medicine cabinet in their bathroom and seeing what types of books they have behind them when they're doing an interview.
So the Jack book is Jack Welch, who just passed away recently, and he was a buddy of Bill Belichick's. Jack Welch, okay. He was the CEO of General Electric for a long period of time.
Oh, that's right. I remember that, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, there's some good stuff there. There's a big old school Life magazine. It looks like... I don't know what it is in the back. A couple family pictures.
I would say this, would you, of all the people, though, because we're seeing sports guys do this now when they go on TV, ESPN or NFL Network or whatever. I question some of them and whether they've read all the books. My guess is that Belichick's probably read all of those books, and he might have even read them a second time.
He's probably reading them now. Like, what do you think he's doing right now? I mean, of course, he's like probably looking at a ton of film, but he's doing it at home, you know.
I definitely enjoy kicking back and relaxing.
I mean, you think he's drinking as much as we are? You think he's doing the three things that we're doing?
Yeah.
All three of us are doing?
He's like probably doing a few more.
Sex, right. Work, and
yeah,
drinking.
But we've limited it to three things. He's
three
probably
things.
Goes
I narrowed down
down
to three
five
things.
Or six or seven. You know, he's got an expanded life.
Do you play golf by himself? Maybe out there in Nantucket? I don't know. Bill, whatever. Who knows?
Can you get to Nantucket? I feel like you can't get to Nantucket. You
I think
can't
maybe
get to Nantucket.
He might
they
be
wanna,
there.
They want to lock the. They want to cut off the bridges for... For the Cape.
You might have already
you know
been
anybody
there.
Going there.
Yeah, you might have already been there. Who knows?
Maybe that's where he's like a hunker
hey,
down.
Did you guys hear Wes Welker this morning at all with those guys, Greg Hill?
That was yeah, good. He's always a great interview.
Yeah,
what
so
about
I mean,
it?
Yeah, no,
what stood
it,
out
it was
to
good.
You?
They asked him, at 35, yeah. They asked him like a story. You know, Bruschi was telling us a story about after they won two and they're all getting excited after, and Brady's like, you know, whatever. No one's won three. Well, this was Wes Welker talking his little story about Tom Brady. It's a couple minutes long, but I want you to hear it. It's funny.
The competitiveness, the yelling on the sidelines when things aren't going our way. You know, you want to talk about the ultimate competitor. I mean, if guys aren't on all hitting on all cylinders, like, Tom's going to let you know about it, and he'll do that in practice. He'll definitely do it in games. You know,
did that ever,
I mean, I remember my first year there, like, I, you know, in 07, you know, just getting on the same page and all those different things. It was a work in progress. So that took time, but he was hard as hell on me. And I was like, I was starting to get pissed at Tom. I was like, yeah, screw this guy, man. He's all over me with this stuff. Like, but it was good. Like, he just wanted to win, and he wanted to bring it together. But he was always one of those, like, during the game, he'd sit there, and whether you're right or not, you know, I remember we had a play against Denver where we're in overtime. And I kind of had, like, we call it a Ram-type route or whatever. The Rams kind of ran up quite a bit. But the safety dove, and I was trying to score on the play, so I took it more vertical because the safety wasn't there. And Tom threw it, and it hit me in the back of my foot. And he just yelled at me. I'm like, I'm trying to end the game. And, like, I had to go sit on the other side. Like, I was like, I can't take this right now. And so, anyways, then we come back the next day, and he's like, okay, babe, what I was thinking on this? And I'm like, you're calling me babe now? Like, I want to fight you.
Fight you?
He dropped a bunch of S-bombs this morning, which is
not as much
good
as Ty Law did this afternoon.
Ty Law, a few more of them, yeah.
But he hated him at first.
Yeah, but isn't it interesting, though, because Wes Welker, I think, had some issues as well with the strictness of Bill Belichick, and he wanted to have more fun, and we know what happened when he got benched because he was screwing around with the whole Rex Ryan stuff. But you talk about Tom Brady, and Tom Brady may be in that, and you've brought this up numerous times, Christian, that he may be looking for more fun right now. He may be at a portion in his career where he suddenly says, I don't want all this strict stuff. I want a little bit more fun. Yet we're hearing Wes Welker, and we've heard others say that nobody was more strict in trying to maintain some type of routine than Tom Brady. If you were supposed to go 14 yards out, you go 14. You don't go 13. You don't go 15. And yet, you heard Wes Welker talk a little bit about this morning. How does that play out when he goes to Tampa Bay in a team now that is at a really loose environment? That's what Bruce Arians, it's a fun atmosphere, maybe more fun than any team in the league. And is Brady going to suddenly become the fun guy now? Or is he going to become the guy that Wes Welker was just talking about, where you keep people in strict discipline because that's how you win football games?
Well, just because you want to a relaxed atmosphere doesn't mean you're reckless or sloppy with your work. I mean, you will be there will be expectations and a work ethic that is requested by him. And if you don't match his level of intensity or his passion or his dedication to the game, you will be called out. Now, just because, you know, Bruce Arians has a different personality, that's what I think is the most important. Do you think Bruce Arians is, like, casual with his job and just, you know, we'll just take a chance and see what happens? No, he works his ass off, too. He just has a totally different personality. I mean, John Fox was the same way. I remember the first time I sat down with John Fox, it was weird because I wasn't used to a head coach sitting down at a table with me to eat dinner. But he was just like, he sat down and he could remove the head coach tag. He could just sit there and talk to you and it wouldn't be weird or awkward, you know? And I think that's what he's looking for. But we are not for the not even close dialing in it down as far as our intensity and our discipline to win. That won't be accepted. I mean, I think it's a huge difference.
Jeez, by the way, I just saw on Twitter, the Denver Broncos have released Von Miller.
Ooh.
Von Miller.
Money.
Wow.
What was he owed?
What? I'm sorry.
I don't know. But apparently he just got released a few minutes ago by the Denver Broncos. That's a guy that's out there now. don't know what you think of him, but I'm just throwing it out there. Just sorry. Just a little brain fart. Just saw it there. Squirrel moment. Von Miller released.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that does for me. You know, because you know he's going to be extremely expensive. He's not taking a pay cut, and it's not like you're going to the Patriots with Tom Brady. You're going to the Patriots with Jared Stidham or some other guy. So winning a Super Bowl, like, this is not the destination. Like, guys like Von Miller, who, first of all, he's not taking a pay cut, so get that out of your head. But an older guy who maybe has 2 years left, like a DeMarcus Ware, when he left Dallas and went to Denver, they still paid him a lot of money.
So I think it's April Fool's.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'll be over here if you need me. But it's everywhere.
Oh, they got you too, huh?
Yeah, they got me.
Good.
They got
Lou,
me.
How's it going?
There you go.
Come on, always, Lou. Always
wait
Lou,
for
you're
better than that.
I know. It's so stupid.
You're better than
it's
that.
Like, I got what day it is. You
I
see it
we
there.
Were,
somebody tweeted
we
it. Look for it. It's everywhere. And then nobody really with a blue check mark has it.
I thought we put a moratorium on April 1st jokes today because of what we're dealing with. So I just looked it up. He's 31 years of age going into the season.
Lou, the optics, Lou. Lou, the optics. You should know better, Lou. The optics. So bad optics. Stupid. Did you guys hear what Lou did? He told an April Fool's joke. Oh, my God.
$25.6 million cap hit, and the dead money would have been 17.9. So it didn't make an awful lot of sense. But all right, Lou. Nice job.
I'll be over here if you need me.
To be fair to Lou, it was a blue check mark that did tweet it out.
Who was it?
It was a covers betting account.
Yeah.
It does have a blue check mark, so.
And then you do Von Miller cut, and it was like everybody had it. A lot of people had it.
Yeah, but haven't we gotten beyond the blue check mark where sometimes there are people that have the blue check mark that are simply not credible? I mean, just because you got the blue check mark doesn't suddenly make you, you know, bona fide.
So are you 100%. Out of the spirit of, like, the April Fool's joke? My kid tried it with my wife this morning saying that the governor just announced that school is canceled for the year. I thought that was going to get my wife to cry, but she kind of figured it out right away. He was trying to be cute.
See, what you should have done, Lou, is said, hey, just got the news this morning. You got to go to school today. They open up the schools. Get your crap together. Get out there and wait for the bus. You should have put his ass in his clothes, made him pack his backpack and a lunch,
and sit out
said,
there.
Ah, sucker. Sucker.
I should have done that.
That's what you want to be a wise ass? Okay, don't mess with the kid. Don't mess with the kid. I am the sarcastic one in the family.
So by the way, real quick, so Von Miller's Instagram page. He put alert, Broncos release Von Miller. And he actually put Denver, it's been real. First off, I want to thank the fans. Denver Bronco country, the best fan base in the world. The last 9 years have been incredible. They can never take that away from us. Excited to see what happens in the future. All love, Von Miller.
Yeah. So he same got thing Brady. Same thing Brady said last week.
And it's
week.
Not even goddamn April Fool's Day.
Yeah, it can't even do all April Fool's Day.
I hate April Fool's Day anyways. It's like, oh, my
it's
God.
It's stupid.
You
right.
Lied
it's
to
stupid.
Me.
It's
oh,
stupid.
My God. I'm going to lie to you, okay, and then about something serious because we're friends and you trust me, and then I'm going to make fun of you for believing me.
Well, it's, if you're going to do it.
It's not even fair.
But if you're going to do it on April 5th, April 10th when you're catching people off guard. When it's April 1st, other than Lou Maloney, you don't catch people off guard because you're sitting there going, it's April 1st. What are we doing?
Hey, you're looking for stuff. We're looking for content. We're looking for stuff.
Hey, I got something for you.
What do you got?
I actually thought was an April Fool's joke when I first heard it. And then I heard it. Jay Williams on with Golic and Wingo this morning. Former NBA player. He's an NBA analyst right now. He's looking at how we salvage the NBA season. And this is not an April Fool's joke. I can tell you because Fourier agreed with Jay Williams. Listen.
Now, you already have Mickey Arison, who is the owner of the Miami Heat, who owns Carnival Cruises. Now, granted, Carnival Cruises has been going through some challenging times as of late with some of the cruise ships and what they've been dealing with. But I think if the NBA, if you are trying to find a way, if this happens in May or June, if we're still not in that great, great place, but maybe we're in a better place, maybe if you can take two of those massive cruise ships and there's testings before everybody goes on the ship, you allow the player and their immediate family, being that wife or their kids, are allowed to go with them. And you have an Eastern Conference cruise ship and you have a Western Conference cruise ship. Obviously, everything is sterilized all the time. You have the media companies that are able to drop their equipment in. You never really go to shore. You stay out on the cruise ships. And you build two courts on those cruise ships. Now, I know fans may not be allowed to go, but still, the broadcasting companies could actually broadcast these games. The team members and their family members could be isolated to a degree for that span of that's 40 days, whatever it may be. God. And then you're allowed to potentially have these games, the Eastern Conference Finals. You go right into the playoffs. Maybe you give a week for each team to prepare, but you go right into that for the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference, and then you have the championship game on a cruise ship.
Duke guy, too, right? Duke guy.
You like that idea?
That's stupid.
It's a cruise ship. There's no ventilation. There's nothing, whatever. Air doesn't even...
What could go wrong?
Hey, it's not like an air.
The coronavirus will never penetrate a cruise ship, Lou. It'll never happen.
The biggest issue is on cruise ships. This guy wants to put, by the way, immediate family. How about this? If you're going to do it at all, you know, it would be just the players. You want to bring your family there, too? It's like, no, listen, we're going away a month, month and a half. If you're going to do it in middle of end of June, but you're going to bring your immediate family on a cruise ship?
I don't see what the problem
is.
Okay,
issues are
listen.
Somebody
went to Jay said, "Listen, I want you guys to think out of the box. No idea.
They took him seriously too.
First of all, you guys, we're not assuming they're going on. This is not the Grand Cruise. Okay, you're not going on there with other people who just bought a ticket. The whole ship is going to be sterilized from top to bottom. Everything.
Doesn't
the
make
only
a difference.
People allowed on the boat
cruise
are going to be people
sterilized.
Who have been
difference.
Tested, been quarantined for months, and go on the. They don't have it, and nobody coming on has it.
There's no
so,
way.
So I don't care if there's no ventilation. So what? Nobody has it.
No ventilation.
Nobody has it. No, what
it's
else?
The dumbest thing, and it's even
see,
dumber.
Again,
you
keep
going
saying
along
it's
with
the,
it.
I don't
think
like
about it.
It.
You could have stupid. You could have a party on the Lido deck. You could have Doc and Gopher serving you drinks.
Sure.
I mean, there are going to be lots of shows at night.
Sure, the coughing section over here. We got the headache section over here. We got the sniffle section over
here. I'm not saying you shouldn't have an idea of how to do this.
Why? I don't see why that's such a bad idea.
Area at the end of July, mid-July, and try to get whatever, right? 2 weeks, regular season, postseason. If they want to try to do it, God bless them. But a cruise ship. Not on a cruise ship.
It makes zero sense.
Well, what's the difference between a cruise ship or renting out the Bellagio and the Mandalay Bay and having an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference?
I'm not sure
I'm
doing that either.
You actually have a ballroom where you can actually set up a court in both places. That, to me, just stay inside the hotel. It's self-sufficient. So what?
They're telling us we shouldn't be in groups of more than 10, and you're going to have too many people interacting with each other. Somebody is going to be maybe asymptomatic, and suddenly the next thing you know, we got an outbreak on your cruise ship. We're finding out that the cruise ships,
we're assuming that everyone's quarantined for 2 months. If you're bunkered down for 2 months, you don't have it. You're not going to get it.
None of these
now,
people are going to be quarantined for 2 months.
Everybody who gets transported
who's been quarantined
to the ship
months?
Have to get inside one of those bubbles. So they go, and then when they
individual
released, they
bubbles
come,
might
yeah,
work.
Everybody
you might be
got
right.
Their own bubble.
Individual bubbles.
They should,
everybody
bubble.
Gets in the bubble.
Build a
right.
Bubble. Everybody.
And you have an Eastern Conference cruise ship, and you have a Western Conference.
And then
cruise
the finals
ship.
Cruise ship. And then the cruise ship for the finals.
We haven't even brought this up, but the logistics of trying to do this. First of all, they had a college basketball game a couple of years ago on an aircraft carrier,
yeah.
Right? They did that. So, but the aircraft carrier, you have plenty of space or whatever. What do you think it's going to look like on a cruise ship? Even the largest
pool.
Cruise ships, if you look at them, they don't have that type of
no,
space. If it's outdoors, because you're going to need the height to be able to take outside jump shots, because a lot of the NBA players fire up these three-pointers from 24 feet out. The wind's going to come across and take the ball into the ocean. What are we talking
bad
about
pass.
Here? This is stupid.
Yeah, bad pass. Ball's gone.
I,
now
I,
what?
I
exactly. Get a new
again,
ball.
I,
damn it.
There are
you
no radical
one.
Ideas. The best thing about this is if a guy sucks and need to trade him, sorry, dude. You got to swim.
Put him on a raft.
Throw you overboard.
Jeez.
You go over to the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, you got to swim.
Game
you
off.
Could never. You could never do this. You'd
no
have
ball.
To. You'd have to reconfigure an entire
why?
Cruise ship. What is that going to cost to reconfigure an entire cruise ship?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I'm with you guys.
What's
Jay
good
Williams,
point.
God.
Ryan brings it up. You know, Marcus Smart dies for a loose ball going out of bounds, and he's gone. He's swimming. Right at the edge. Like
you
he's,
might
he's,
lose
he's,
a few, Lou.
You're going to drop the boat down there, pick him up, drop a vest down in the water, and come back around and pick up Marcus Smart. You know the guy's going to be diving all over the place.
I mean, this is fantasy land. I mean, if they were to do something like this, and one guy would suddenly develop the symptoms. What do you think players would do around that guy? They would
I know,
be
but,
freaking
but Glenn,
out.
You got to stop.
Out.
We're working under the assumption that everyone, every player, every non-essential, whatever trainers and stuff, they've all been quarantined. Strict rules. Hey guys, we're going to start the season July 1st. July 1st. So. Okay, we're going to send you all off to an island, and you're just going to play there. No one can visit you, and then we're gonna take another small little
Fantasy
dinghy,
island.
And we're going to bring you over to the ship.
Fantasy Island. The plane!
This is how desperate everybody
the
is.
The plane,
so
it's the Brooklyn Nets, boss. I mean, this is so stupid. It makes no sense.
None. There are no bad ideas.
Hold on a second.
Should they? It's almost like, so the ideas are so radical and kind of
because we're desperate.
I'm all for ideas. I'm all for ideas. There are no bad ideas. Well, that one,
right?
I don't like that one.
So you're the teacher that says, like, hey, guys, Lou is the teacher that says, okay, nope, listen, guys, there are no bad questions.
Except for that
first person has the courage to ask a question, and you said, you know what, listen, I said no bad question, but that's stupid.
Yeah, I didn't say stupid. I mean, that's stupid. I said no dumb. That's stupid.
So you're going to put 3,000, 4,000 people on a cruise ship. You're going to have a crew, by the way, and who knows where the crew has
all
docked. Been.
You're not sailing anywhere.
You need a crew.
In a harbor.
Nope. You know,
that's buffet style.
Who's going to serve the buffet? You need a crew. If the food doesn't just magically appear.
What are you talking about?
You have no idea what you're talking about. Who's going to clean up every day? You need a crew to come into the rooms to clean up. What are you going to sit
like
there and
say,
we're going to do a 2-month season. You can bring your families. There'll be no cleaning crew. Okay? We'll give you a bottle of Windex. You know, do what you can.
I do think it's important to kind of have plans. I think we can still plan during what we're dealing with right now, Glenn. I don't think it's bad optics.
I agree with that.
Because I want to get into what Jeff Pasch had to say and from the NFL when we come back after this. So we'll do that.
We'll do that. Coming up next, and we'll get into some phone calls at 617-779-7937 here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, it's Brady Week here on WEEI. All the benefit, the restaurant Strong Fund helps support those in the service industry. They have been financially burdened. Many of them have been simply destroyed in all of this because they can't work because everything is closed down, all because of COVID-19. And you can help out by visiting restaurantstrong.org. That's restaurantstrong.org. Visit WEEI.com/jersey right now, and you enter the code word football. That's football right now. Something we'd like to see, maybe in September. Football. Right now for a chance to win an autographed Tom Brady Patriots jersey. So, fellas, this is not a Buccaneers jersey.
This is a Patriot. And just real quick, though, I heard this morning. I want to say they've raised so much money. So much money.
I think they're up to almost $500,000, right?
And they've already sent out over $351,000 checks. So they've already sent that much out. I mean, and that's quicker than any stimulus package you'll ever see. So, I mean, unbelievable job.
Yeah, good job, Greg. 500.
All those, Danielle, excellent job.
478K so far been raised, and you can help add to that and help these people out. RestaurantStrong.org. And again, if you want to win the Tom Brady autographed Patriots jersey, won't be making any more of those. All you have to do is go to WEEI.com/jersey. Use the code word football. That's football for your chance to win. Football, not the soccer football, the American. It's all brought to you by Samuel Adams, and we appreciate all the help and the money that they have raised. It's been tremendous, celebrating Brady's 20 years in the NFL. Question is, are we going to have NFL football? Probably not going to have OTAs. Who knows whether we're going to have off-season camps, maybe training camps, maybe not training camps. How about a season? Some people, even in the industry, football industry, are telling us that we may not be back to normal to start a football season in September. Well, Jeff Pasch of the NFL totally seems to disagree because he did a conference call with some media people yesterday, and he said, "Man, we're planning for a full season. We're planning for full stadiums." And, you know, I guess you want to say that you're planning for it.
Yeah.
But there's some people that look at it and hear it and say, should he really be saying that right now with what we're dealing with?
Why shouldn't he be saying it?
You can think it, you can plan it, you can do all the stuff behind the scenes, but when you have what a crisis, the pandemic that we're dealing with right now, it's just not a good look. I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm just saying it's not a good look. When I hear it, I go, I don't really want to hear this.
Listen, okay, it might not be a good look. You know, he said, basically, what he said was, he said, that's my expectation. Am I certain? I'm not certain I'll be here tomorrow, but I'm planning on it, and I'm planning on a full season. So, to me, I have absolutely no problem with the NFL, number one, having its draft when they're having it, until someone says you can't, okay? And then basically, I would be planning for camp to open up July 24th. I'd be planning on four preseason games. I'd be planning on opening day in September. I would be planning on having the season run like nothing was going on until something happens and they say, okay, now your timetable is disrupted, because we know what NBA is, NHL, and MLB. But for the NFL, I have no problem with them going about their business and being prepared to be able to start everything on time. That can all change, but I think they should be talking this way. They should be planning to have a full NFL season.
I think they should be also. I mean, and it was funny, even some of the things that Teddy was saying, it's a fluid situation. We were start talking about the MIAA and his son playing, being able to play lacrosse, and they're not sure. They're planning on having a spring season. They're hoping that these seniors can have their play their last year in their respective sports. So why would the NFL be shamed, mocked, or criticized? That's why I feel like, you shouldn't do it. No.
Because it doesn't sound good when people are dying right now. It just doesn't sound good.
No,
it's a fluid situation.
So what do you want to do, Glenn? Do you want
to
stop until...
No.
Okay, you plan, and then what?
Here's what I think. I think the NFL should do all the planning down the road. And the good thing for them is, unlike the NBA that is on right now the brink of canceling their season, and the NHL, because they have the calendar just doesn't work well for them. Major League Baseball probably is trying to look at the second half of the season after the All-Star break. They may be able to salvage something. The NFL doesn't really start playing real games until September. You know, you can play your preseason games. I don't know what the attendance is going to be like if we open up the stands for preseason at that time, but at least they have a shot. But I'm not sure it makes sense to sit there and kind of advertise it. It's almost like they're oblivious to it. And that's what I was telling you guys yesterday, where I think them talking about the NFL draft, the NFL draft is coming up in 3 weeks. In 3 weeks' time, we already know it. The doctors in the White House task force briefing every day have given us what the numbers may look like 2 or 3 weeks from now. Matter of fact, they're looking at graphs. They're looking at trends. And it's going to get really ugly, where we may have 100,000 to 200,000 deaths. At that point, I don't see how the NFL sits there and says, okay, here we go. We got a nice TV program for you tonight. We're going to call out names, and we're going to make multimillionaires out of all of these young athletes.
They did it free agency.
It's going to be very difficult for them to do it right now. It's gotten worse than free agency.
I think
agency.
There'll be a lot of people out there. We wake up every day. You know, you're watching a task force right now, coronavirus task force conference right now, and every single day you watch it. You put on Twitter, you turn Twitter on, you turn on your local news, and it is doom and gloom. Everybody's well aware of what's going on. You know, the best case scenario, they said yesterday, was best case scenario, 200,000 deaths. I don't think it's wrong to give some people sort of hope that we can continue at some point, begin on the other side of this, and that things can get back to normal. And the NFL seems to be the one team that has the calendar on their side to continue to give you that hope. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, and plus the other thing is that even when they made the announcement last week, they did, you know, Roger Goodell did protect himself as far as having the ability to change his mind when he got new information or things changed. So basically what he's saying, so to me it's like everybody's on red alert. It's like a military exercise. Everybody's on red alert. Okay, be ready to go, be ready to go. Okay, this is not a drill. Okay, psych. Okay, we're not doing it. So get back. Do your work, but everybody needs to prepare to start going to work and draft April 23rd. If something changes, we will tell you and we'll give you more time to prep. But having them ready and, you know, and then not giving them the ability to have any excuses because you left it, you know, up in the air forces them to be ready to go on April 23rd. And at the same time, and oh, by the way, if we change it, you've already done the work. Now you can go back and check your work. So I'm actually doing you a favor. I'm forcing you to be ready April 23rd. If the optics change and they are important, because they we know they are to the NFL and Roger Goodell, then we'll change it. And
Adam
everybody
Schefter,
will be happy.
Adam Schefter of ESPN is not an alarmist. He's not a guy that you know takes stuff, and he certainly is not real critical of the National Football League. He earns his money covering that league and breaking stories every single day. His reaction to this in talking about where we go with the NFL and specifically about the draft was alarmist, Adam Schefter. Listen to this.
And we all hope that it happens, frankly. We all want that back. We all want to see the days where we have that distraction of football. But OTAs, that's not happening. Yeah. The offseason program, that's not happening. The draft is happening only through the sheer force and determination and lack of foresight from Phil, frankly. I mean, they are determined to put this on while there is carnage in the streets.
He was going to say stupidity.
Carnage in the streets.
I think he wanted to
say sheer. That's a strong statement.
Did you not think he wanted to say sheer stupidity? I felt like because he was getting angry. Because remember, he's got to go to this game. He's got to be involved in this. And everybody else is getting involved in this. And maybe some of the people who are talking about?
Everybody told me that everybody's going to be able to be in separate individual locations.
I'm not saying that. That is what I said. But I'm saying not everybody will be happy with it. So if you're part of this situation, if you're part of this, you know, whole show, then you probably are going to start voting your displeasure publicly.
Makes his job harder too.
Yes, everything makes it. Everybody's job is harder, and they all would want some more time.
Listen, if the numbers that they're projecting, and maybe you're right, that you keep it on the calendar right now, and 2 weeks from now, if what they're telling us actually does come true, and they've been pretty good at this so far, because I think we all viewed it much differently 2, 3, 4 weeks ago than we do now. But if they're correct in their projections, 3 weeks from now, we're not going to have an NFL draft because the NFL will look like fools if they put it out there. When you've got a guy like Adam Schefter, who's the key reporter with that league, the best reporter in the business in that league, and he's sitting there already telling you right now, how do they do this when there's carnage in the streets? If those numbers continue to go up, the projections are correct or close to being correct, there's no way the NFL can pull this off without great criticism out there.
I think you're right, and I think they're aware of that. I think they're fully aware of that. I don't think this is some, like, you know,
can they,
Roger Goodell saying, no matter what, we're doing this, and I don't care what people say, we got to be ready. No, I think he understands that. I think he's got a contingency plan, definitely.
But I think there'll be criticism. Of course there's going to be criticism. But do you think there'll be people out there just feeling like, and they approach it as, you know, we're trying to give an out to some people, a relief to some people. We're going to try to give you 2 or 3 nights of entertainment so you could just sort of feel normal, you know, right now and just watch.
Yeah, I think we all draft want that stuff, but I think it's very difficult.
I'm saying, but you could approach it that way, and it's like, this is what we're doing. Like, we're just going to run this draft. I think people will be excited to watch it. The ratings would be through the roof. You're going to get criticism. There's no question about it, but I think you're going to get a lot of support as well. People are looking for that.
But in the same respect that they're playing a lot of these old games, we're seeing more games coming on the NFL Network this week. There's nothing wrong with that. You're giving content to people right now who are looking for something. They're looking for an outlet to get away from the negative news. But you're not putting anybody in danger by doing that, because all you're doing is you're racking up old video. That's all you're doing. And all of that is great. All of it works. Once you suddenly have to produce and put people together, groups of up to 10, the NFL has already said we're going to have groups up to 10 at each one of the teams, and groups of 10 are going to be in various blocks within the NFL office to conduct this. I'm sorry, that's still putting people in harm's way. Groups of 10 is still doing
Well,
they're going to be together. You're not going to have the people are not going to be separated. The NFL is already setting it up. Groups of 10.
What if they had the mask on?
there's already question whether the mask even work for people that don't have it right now.
Well,
I mean, what do you mean the
N95s, those personal protecting equipment?
Yeah, there's a debate going on from doctors as to whether the masks are doing it. Don't you remember a few weeks ago they were telling everybody don't use the mask right now unless you're a healthcare worker or you actually have the virus.
Right.
So well, I think there's still debate on all of this because this is so new. The people don't know. It's not like
For the record, he did leave himself an out, okay, even last week. So you just postpone it a month. To me, that was the easiest call anyway. Was you have the GMs that didn't want it because they felt like they
nothing's
going to
change
time.
In a month.
So what do you think they should do with it, Christian?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to have like a mass of like one in 1 week, like in a month. Nothing's going to change. You're not going to have pro days. It's not going to change in a month. You know, you're going to change it, you know, say it's in 2 months. You know, it's going to be, you know, end of June.
There'll
still be nothing else going on.
Right. Here's the other thing I think is going to happen. We've already heard it from general managers. They don't want to do it right now. They don't think they're prepared for this thing. They think that too much could go wrong with this. And I think they're going to put the pressure on the commissioner as well. So the bad optics and then the general manager sitting there behind closed doors saying, you know, can we delay this thing? And if the OTAs are out and off-season camps are out, you can easily postpone this. We got a great last call coming up today. I mentioned Larry David. We'll hear from him as he's the latest celebrity to do one of those PSAs. Kendrick Perkins is losing an awful lot of money. And his children are actually the ones who are robbing him of all the money. But the best of them all, you see the whole situation with the Tiger King. We talked a little bit about that. OJ is chiming in.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Twitter world.
He's chiming
again?
In.
Of course
OJ.
He's chiming in on Carol and whether she murdered her husband.
I think he's watching OJ in America.
OJ is commenting on the Tiger
Carol.
King?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
Twitter world.
Oh, he knows he knows murders. He knows them better than anybody.
This I would listen to. This is the part. I'll tell you what I would do if I would do it. If I was to do it. Didn't he write a book? If I killed, here's what I would do. But remember, it's a hypothetical. If I did it.
We got all that coming up
next. Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back to more Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier. Bring it back. Would you even consider listening to anything else?
No.
OMF.
On Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
Good.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. Help a child and donate your car by calling 877-CARS, four kids. A lot of celebrities are stepping forward, and they're releasing these PSAs for COVID-19. You heard Bill Belichick earlier today.
Sure did.
Larry David was a little bit livelier and a little bit more entertaining in his PSA.
Hello, I'm Larry David. Obviously, somebody put me up to this because it's generally not the kind of thing I do. But I basically want to address the idiots out there, and you know who you are. You're going out. I don't know what you're doing. You're socializing too close. It's not good. You're hurting old people like me. Well, not me. I have nothing to do with you. I'll never see you. But you know, other old people who might be your relatives. Who the hell knows? But the problem is you're passing up a fantastic opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to stay in the house, sit on the couch, and watch TV. I mean, I don't know how you're passing that up. Well, maybe because you're not that bright, but here it is. Go home, watch TV. That's my advice to you. You know, if you've seen my show, nothing good ever happens going out of the house. You know that. There's just trouble out there. It's not a good place to be. So stay home and you know, don't see anyone. Except maybe if there's a plumbing emergency, let the plumber in and then, you know, wipe everything down after he leaves. But that's it. Okay.
That's it.
He's brilliant. Yeah. The guy is
stay
great.
Home. Watch TV.
That guy's great. He is. The Curb Your Enthusiasm was hysterical. Seinfeld was a great series.
It's a perfect situation for a homebody, you know, who doesn't like interacting with people in the first place.
Yeah. Matter of fact, this is probably a plus going forward for a guy like Larry David. So I'll give you a Larry David story.
You're not that bright.
The Super Bowl in Arizona, 2008, lost to the Giants. You guys may remember that one. And Patriot fans are all in the men's room. I happen to be in there. And he come walking in. And there's a long line to go into the men's room. But he only wanted to go into the handicap stall. So Patriot fans were not allowing him, because he kept on saying to the Patriot fans, can you move over and go over there? Can you go over there? Nope. Patriot fans were preventing him from going into the handicap stall. I swear to God, it was something right out of the show. And it was hysterical. And Patriot fans were just dumping all over him, giving him a hard time.
Wow, those crazy, crazy New England fans.
Well, you know, you get liquored up, and you know what happens at those Super Bowls.
Socializing too close, it's not good.
Poor Kendrick Perkins. Apparently, he's out $16,000 on his credit card. This is what happens when the kids are home.
I hate video games, okay? My kids drive me crazy with it. I do not indulge. Like, they drive me crazy. Because in my house, is nothing but Fortnite, NBA 2K. It just drives me crazy. Quick story. I get my credit card bill back, right? I go to the store. I go to buy something. Credit card declined. I'm like, what I have to lose is I just paid it. Come to find out, I got $16,000 worth of Fortnite bills on my credit card. Ever since then, I was like, you know what? I'm cool on Fortnite. I do not indulge in video games.
How much?
$16,000. And it was buying skins every day, whatever that is. I don't even know what it is. I had to dispute the charge, and I was like, you know what? Forget this video game stuff. So they don't even talk to me about it.
16,000?
Yeah, I've got hit before on this with my kid, but not 16,000.
We had it the other day, and I told my kid because he wanted to get this one skin. And I'm
buying skins.
If I find out that the day went well, you did everything your mother asked, you did some reading, you did this, you did that, I'll come back and we can do it. And it was $10. And he could buy a skin for
$10. It starts at 10.
$16,000?
I hate video games, though.
The hell?
Yeah, I bought a couple skins
Luke.
Today.
Get ready for it.
Yeah, I bought a couple skins today, just because it was easier to say yes.
Yeah,
get out of my hair. How long? Will that give me 2 hours? Yes. Okay, you can buy a skin.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. These are just purely cosmetic. They don't really actually make your character any better. You don't get quarter.
I have no idea. I have no idea what it means.
No, you get a different character.
You just look a little different.
You can use a different character. You know what I mean? So you upgrade whatever to like a different, they call it skins, but it's just a character.
I hate video games, okay?
The Fortnite kind of revolutionized the whole gaming business, right? As opposed to spending $70 for a game.
They made $2 billion last year and $2.4 billion in 2018. This is a free video game.
Give something away
Kendrick Perkins.
Free.
Right. More people like him.
Well, yeah. And then you talk about taking advantage of the situation. Oh.
Yeah,
we're talking about taking advantage of a situation. So we were talking about the Tiger King. Everybody's been talking about the Tiger King, and there's been a development now in the reality of this series, and that is that the woman who was trying to save all the tigers, Carol Baskin, who in the show itself, Joe Exotic claimed that she had killed her first husband, Don Lewis, and she did it by actually having one of the tigers eat him. Right, which I guess is possible if you have that many of these big tigers around. So leave it to O.J. Simpson. He has watched the Tiger King.
Hello, Twitter world.
And he knows a guilty murderer when he sees one.
I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show. And oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about 6 episodes of this show and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Tsushima right now. I'm just saying. Take care, and I hope you find something better to watch.
I tell you,
I have OJ in America. Thank you.
That's a credible source right there, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he knows a killer. He knows a killer when he sees one.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe him 100%.
No shame in his game. No shame in his game.
Yeah.
None.
Zero.
O.J. Simpson's in our life.
Unbelievable. So O.J. Simpson.
The show is crazy.
The show is crazy.
Hey, does that even work much?
What?
This one? The Lysol spray when you spray
it? 99% of viruses and bacteria.
But you used it like it's lotion. You sprayed it on your hands and then rubbed your hands.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. Is that good?
I have no idea. My hands are all chapped and dried up anyway. Aren't yours from all this crap?
Yeah, but like I think like Purell or things like that is good, but you just used the Lysol spray on
your
hands.
I sprayed it here, and then I did one of these. Yeah, I did, just in case.
You know what's going to get you, though, Mutt?
What's
going to get you? It's going to be that 1%. That 1% is going to get you.
It doesn't say it stops coronaviruses on the back, so it might not exactly work, but I use it every day, and so far I'm sick or not sick and not no symptoms yet.
So these guys have been giving me a hard time as well. I keep on using the sanitizer, but I almost like it now. I almost enjoy doing it.
Well, it's because you go from your kitchen to your attic. That's what you do all day, and you sanitize 24 times a day during the show.
Yeah, Glenn, Howie Mandel thinks you're being excessive with your de-germification.
But some people could use that PRL, you know. You should give it to other people.
Glenn, how are your hands, though? Because mine are so dry from putting that crap
I make a homemade brew here of... own sanitizer. It's easy
how do you
to
do?
Make.
You do?
YouTube.
How do you do
go
that?
To YouTube. Go
okay,
to YouTube.
We'll check that out.
You can learn anything in YouTube. Go to YouTube.
All right, so you're using homemade sanitizer. Homemade sanitizer. High as a kite on homemade gummies there at home.
Did you notice it in the 5 o'clock hour? How
I'm
quiet
sorry,
he was yesterday.
Now. Glenn, he wasn't there. He was not there the 5 o'clock hour.
I think he did it again.
No, I didn't.
More like he's like just like Skip Bayless. That's a good point, Glenn.
You know what? He's almost doing like a wine show in the background because at 5 o'clock
almost?
he tells us tonight's wine selection.
But can I tell
he's
you?
Like waiting to open it an hour later.
I'm going to steal Fourier's in the first segment today. He said something real smart. Think of what our grandfathers went through and the people. That's a great speech. I'm going to tell my kids when they can't go outside when it's 70 degrees
that's
in like
deep,
a month.
Deep
think of what our grandfathers went through, boys. So we're going to stay inside. It was deep from him. Andy Hart is not deep, but he is here tonight. He will. Oh man,
dude!
Oh, you
man.
Said it, Mutt.
This lava.
You go ahead, homie. Oh yeah, Mutt, you're so fly.
If you guys watch Half Baked, man, Half Baked is hilarious, man. Cheech and Chong are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Hart is here. Hopefully,
love
he's high.
You.
Make him more interesting. I love you too. No, I love you. Andy Hart has a theory on Schefter, who sounds like the biggest baby right now. I'm sorry, we're all taking this stuff seriously, but the NFL
carnage.
Draft.
What about the carnage in the streets?
Well, and Andy's got a good theory on that. He will be in studio right good. Off the top of the show. A lot to
terrific. Terrific. Mutt at Night
sounds
coming
good.
Up.
Yeah,
Drew man. Bledsoe tomorrow at 4:30.
All right.
We'll give you an update on Kemba Walker and his knee injury. Could it be this downtime might be a positive for the Celtics if they ever start the NBA
one
season?
Day at a time,
all of
boys.
That and more tomorrow at 2 o'clock. See you, boys.
See ya.
I am absolutely done with this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.